The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble.
Hello, boys and girls, water lovers around the world. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're here at Pittsfield Community Radio and going around the world on all sorts of podcast channels, bringing you the culture of water straight from the Berkshires of Massachusetts, the Commonwealth of
in
water.
The abundance of water.
Because it's a commonwealth. It's for all. Super psyched to be with you today. Got all sorts of stuff happening. I'll be filling you in today. Today the guest is you, our listening audience of water lovers all around the world. Super psyched to be with you. We love the water here. Got a bunch of things to announce today, so we'll be announcing that during the show, and then a whole wonderful bunch of songs, all wet and wonderful. We're going to actually have some fun with that today. And thanks again for tuning in. Let's see what we got going on. We're going to start with a little bit of Aerosmith. And that is Walk on Water from the Big Ones album. Let's rock on. Go Steven Tyler. Because Steven Tyler likes water.
We'll be right back. You know the quick from the dead. So much better than the rest. You think you'd be blessed, but I know you. You know your letter from your snake. You know the throttle from the brake. You know your straight line from a curve. You've got a lot of love, but I know you.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Water Man. You have to say it with inflection. Super Water Man, your ambassador for water here at WTBR and WSBR. Pittsfield Community Radio at 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, and 88.1 at WSBR in Lee. So we are growing with our towers everywhere around Berkshire County, and also super excited to be podcasts all around the world on your favorite podcast platform, bringing you the culture of water from the cultural capital of the Northeast, or maybe the world, right here in a great Pittsfield and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Maybe it should be the Commonwealth of Western Massachusetts, because we are definitely all about being common and being wealthy all at the same time. Awesome place, beautiful rivers, beautiful mountains, lots of skiing right now in the middle of beginning of February, middle of winter. Super psyched to be with you today. We got more coming up. We had a little steam right there with Peter Gabriel, and I think that's a demand to scientists out there to bring some of the arts in there so we could get some magical thinking going back on and solve some of the issues that we have around water. Like, let's take, for instance, Matt Damon. He was in a film called Martian, and he's stuck on Mars. He's marooned there. And he has to figure out how to grow a potato. So he worked out, and his line from there, and this is the abbreviated and not bad word line, and he says, we have to science the heck out of that, or bleep. We have to science the bleep out of that. So that's what's going to be a really good lesson for us in learning how to get creative with the problems that we're seeing, so we could look at it more of a challenge and less of a place not to go. What I have to say is, like, we know how to make pizza, don't we? And that's pretty hard. So, you know, and it's the same everywhere. Can we get outside the box? And that's what STEAM represents. It's science, technology, engineering, art, A-R-T, and mathematics. So STEAM, that was Peter Gabriel's request. And then Walking on Water, our good old Aerosmith, a classic from the Big Ones album. You know, and we can walk on water if we lighten up a bit. And that's what water actually allows us to do as well. You know how it is when you go and you sit on the beach at the ocean and you feel light after 30 minutes. It's really a beautiful thing what water provides. And you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And going down that theme of bringing steam to things, we got 5 types of hydrotherapy for health and well-being. And super psyched to, this is from the Water blog at watercelebration.us, a great place for really good content if you were so inclined. But this is 5 types of hydrotherapy for health and well-being. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Has been used to treat disease, boost immune system function, balance mental health, and relieve pain for centuries. There are many references to hydrotherapy and the healing uses of water, especially hot mineral springs and sea water, in ancient Hindu, Roman, Chinese, and Native American teachings. Some springs, such as Lourdes, have been considered miraculous. Bath, the largest city in the county of Somerset, England, is known for and named after its Roman-built baths. At the root of hydrotherapy is the idea that water is the essence of life. Water is a major part of the human body, and water is the root of our health and well-being. Hydrotherapy includes a variety of treatments, including the use of pools, thermal baths and water circuits, saunas, steam rooms, experience showers, and more. Therapies can also enhance with aromatherapy or Epsom salts. Thermal water circuits have a range of jets and water features which massage the body, stimulating the lymphatic system and flushing toxins. Cold plunge pools, as well as artificial ice and snow rooms, activates the body's circulation. Here are the top 5 types of hydrotherapy. 1. Water circuit therapy. Water circuit therapy is a type of hydrotherapy that combines multiple forms of water therapy. A water circuit therapy session might include 10 to 20 minutes in a hot tub to warm and massage tight muscles, 10 minutes in a sauna to encourage sweating and increase circulation, 10 to 20 minutes in a cool bath to bring down your body temperature, and 10 minutes in a cold bath to reduce pain, minimize inflammation, and boost your mood. Water circuit therapy is so effective because it combines 2 potent forms of therapy: cold water therapy and hot water hydrotherapy. The benefits of cold water. Hydrotherapy are known for reducing muscle damage, reducing inflammation, relieving pain, and improving your mood. By contrast, hot water hydrotherapy is known for its ability to relieve stress, relax tight muscles and joints, promote better sleep, and promote clearer skin. 2. Aquatic exercise. With aquatic exercise, you reap the benefits of physical exercise without the impact of non-aquatic activity. This is especially beneficial for people with arthritis, sore muscles and joints, or injuries. According to an article from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, titled Health Benefits of Swimming, aquatic exercise is a great choice for older adults, people with chronic illnesses like arthritis, and people with heart disease and diabetes. Plus, the CDC reports that people enjoy exercising in the water more than they enjoy exercising on land. To engage in aquatic exercise, you could practice hot tub yoga, consider purchasing a swim spa, or do some basic exercises in your pool or hot tub. 3. Aquatic massage. Just as aquatic exercise is simply exercise that takes place in water, aquatic massage is a massage that takes place in water. Many spas and health centers offer aquatic massage services, in which you float in a relaxing pool of water while a professional masseuse gives you a therapeutic massage. You can easily get an aquatic massage at home, though. All you'll need is a hot tub, pool or bathtub and a willing volunteer. If you have any injuries, however, it would be best to see a professional physical therapist before engaging in any aquatic massage at home. 4. Steam baths. Steam baths are a form of hydrotherapy that involve immersing yourself in steam rather than water. According to an article published in Medical News Today, what are the benefits of a steam room? Steam rooms have a variety of advantages, such as improved circulation. This can help to reduce blood pressure, promote heart health, and encourage the skin to heal. Steam rooms also cause users to sweat, which in turn works to wash away dirt and dead skin. Moist heat, such as that found in a steam room, has been shown to reduce pain, preserve muscle strength, and relax tired muscles. Just like a normal pre-exercise warm-up, steam rooms can loosen stiff joints and decrease the amount of force needed to move them. Plus, they can also help relieve joint pain, which can be great for people with arthritis. Last but not least, steam rooms can release endorphins and reduce stress. Since stress is known to have adverse health effects, this may be beneficial to overall health. 5. Saunas. Although similar to steam baths, saunas differ in that they use dry heat rather than moist heat. Just like moist heat, dry heat is associated with a number of health benefits. According to a Medical News Today article titled Sauna: Health Benefits, Risks and Precautions, saunas have been used for thousands of years. The benefits of using a sauna include pain relief. The dry heat of saunas can relax muscles and joints, thereby reducing pain from injuries, exercise or health conditions like arthritis. Reduce stress. Just like steam rooms, the heat of saunas can help to release endorphins and lower stress levels. Better cardiovascular health. Research has found that frequent sauna users are less likely to experience cardiovascular events like heart attacks, and even have a lower mortality rate. Saunas may also help to lower blood pressure and improve heart function. Improve skin. Since saunas dry out the skin, people with conditions like psoriasis may see their skin improve. Asthma relief. People with asthma have reported relief from various symptoms. That's because the heat of saunas can help to open airways and loosen stubborn phlegm. Plus, saunas have even been found to strengthen the immune system. It should be noted that those with heart conditions should always check with their doctor before using a sauna. To experience the benefits of hydrotherapy yourself, we recommend that you seek out your local resources that provide hydrotherapy treatments. You can also begin using your own showers and baths as the magnificent location for your hydrotherapy treatments. Create your perfect H2O healing retreat where your health and well-being is the primary focus.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be with you. I am your super waterman, your ambassador for water. And what's really cool is there's some stuff that's going to be happening here in the spring, starting on World Water Day weekend. A whole series of events called Bringing Water to Earth to make it relevant for folks. So far, we have over a dozen. I've been organizing this. This is something like a labor of love because I really do love it. And a real hat tip, a watery hat tip out to our friends at Bottomless Bricks, who's going to be hosting a water-related brick splash on Sunday, March 30th. And then we're also going to have that same day a laundry love event where people, we look to celebrate water's power to restore dignity and connection with a laundry service for those in need for free. And that's going to be on Sunday, March 30th. So a hat tip out to North Street Coin Op, who's going to be doing that. And then we got a whole bunch of other events coming up, so stay tuned for that. I'll be announcing a few every week while I'm on the show, and then there'll be some press coming up on this too. So stay tuned. It's called Bringing Water to Earth. And if you're interested to find out more, you could actually email me directly at andsoitflows@gmail.com. A-N-D-S-O-I-T, F like Frank, L-O-W-S, andsoitflows@gmail.com. We got some more coming up for you, but a little bit of music coming your way. But first, a little bit from Rodney Dangerfield. A little quote from him. My ex-wife is a water sign, and I'm an earth sign, and together we make mud. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Feet up, drink tequila, I done made it, y'all. Bro, don't call the drug case, he got keys like he Alicia. Why the ones you love will tend to leave whenever you need them most? Even though we ain't got no mall like we used to, at least I call. DA gave charge, 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 you beat them all. Try to turn the himself in when he got caught, but he couldn't see tomorrow. I got dark angels, but I hope the alarm saved me. I'm a devil wearing palm major, gun hit under the car cable, trying to get that reward, ain't you? Simply in our poor maple. You my dog, but you swore I hate you. Give him face, the one that ran, I still run. We fell out, now I still come. I feel all these tears running, make me wanna kill something. Why they think I'm lying when I'm off these drugs? I'm feeling zombie. Long way from the Zion, I used to be rocking Abercrombie. Muslim, the school ain't never served me salami. Cause I was the baddest to run around in the grammar school. You turn your savage up, gotta check, they gon' inherit you. You gave him a chance and he came back, how he gon' get mad at you? And you damn near gotta go watch your back whenever they scatter you. Wash your hands with that bleach, wash off that gunpowder. Family never know what I'm doing unless my mama tell them. And I was standing in that rain with a Louis umbrella. Tell the truth, I'm not a goofy, but you got me jealous. Police come, I stashed the drugs inside my periels. I was sipping purple to the bone, I wasn't drinking yellow. And I used to like to sip alone, cause I can drink it better. And I overslept for real, I wasn't skipping classes. Pass the water, I'm on drugs, but I'm
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O here at Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, right here in the center of Berkshire County, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And we're also on 88.1 on WSBR in Lee as we grow as a station. It's so cool. It's a dream job to be able to play popular music and bring it right to the conversation for water. There are so many conversations to have. We're going to have some really great... There's going to be this National Water Summit here in Pittsfield. It's kind of like a brainchild, water child of mine. It's going to be on April 26th at the Zion Lutheran Church. Stay tuned for that. Got some really keynote speakers, and we even have a keynote band. A good friend of mine, John Nalepa, who has in this area, he's both a local and a national hero. Reason for that is he found out about what's called Hill 78, which by the Allendale School, if you look it up, Hill 78, Allendale School, one of the most important activists in the area when he was 25, and that's a few years back. This was in the 1980s. He found something that brought some suspicion to him, and through his work and the work of the community around him, he was able to get at Hill 78 on the EPA list. So our good friends of General Electric could work on their commitment to bring good things to life. And that's a commitment a lot of people may think if they did it or not. And that's up. The jury is out on that for some people and not out for others. Bottom line is John Nalepa. He's going to be a keynote band at the end of the event in a revival style. And he'll be sharing the story about what happened with Hill 78. He's actually going to be on the show, And So It Flows, on the 18th, so stay tuned for that. 18th of February, that is. And I'm so psyched to be here. So psyched. Because water is like, if there's a way to free the mitochondria in our body, that's going to be through water. Both our mind and bodies need that stuff to be pristine. And just imagine what would that do for lots of different economic reasons. You know, house values go up, more things to do in the area, perhaps rent a kayak on the Housatonic. You know, I could dream, can't I? And so can we all. Because if we could dream it, we can actually create it. And that's the game. That's the game. Can we create? Yes, we can. However, this brings me to Khalil Gibran, famous poet, spiritualist. Khalil Gibran, he has this great poem or reading called "The River Cannot Go Back."
The River Cannot Go Back by Khalil Gibran. It is said that before entering the sea, a river trembles with fear. She looks back at the paths she's traveled, from the peaks of the mountains, the long winding road crossing forests and villages. And in front of her, she sees an ocean so vast that to enter, there seems nothing more than to disappear forever. But there is no other way. The river cannot go back. Nobody can go back. To go back is impossible in existence. The river needs to take the risk of entering the ocean, because only then will fear disappear. Because that's where the river will know it's not about disappearing into the ocean, but about becoming the ocean.
This Thank you. When traveling from land to sea, you reach the beach. Wet foot in the sand, Trey Moody.
Time has no surprise when pleasure found is my resource. Should I lose my lover's eyes, then destiny will blot this course. Forgotten lies aim to distract me. This mind of mine must not connect. When pure nature will contain me, through falling air I am, will surpass. When I'm falling, calling, I'll return. Eyes then secrecy will hide this course. When I'm falling, calling, I'll return.
A hundred times today, I build them up, you knock them down like they were made of clay. Then the tide rushes in and washes my castles away. Then I'm really not so sure which side of the bed I should lay. I should lay. Yet I'll hear nothing new. Then the tide rushes in and washes my castles away. Then I'm really not so sure which side of the bed I should lay. I should lay. Rushes in and washes my castles away. Then I'm really not so sure which side of the bed I should lay. I should lay. Blackbird sitting in a tree, observing what's below. Acorns falling to the ground, he'll stay and watch them grow.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 side forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw highway diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. So guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's hard, it's hard, and it's hard, it's hard rain gonna fall. You, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were ablazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty. Where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters. Where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison. And the executioner's face is always well hidden. Where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten. Where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it. And reflect from the mountain so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking. But I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. That was Bob Dylan, Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. A lot of people feeling that way if they didn't vote for the current guy in the White House. And our job is to start to let that go in a way that empowers us to get involved locally on the things that are important to us, because voting every 4 years is actually not workable. Getting involved, no one's going to take care of us except for us. Before that, we had the Moody Blues, Tide Rushes In. We had Reach the Beach live by The Fix. We had Ironic by Alanis Morissette. And we had Pass the Water by Lil Durk. A little bit of hip-hop in our game. We got Hip in a Step, Step in a Hip, and Step in the Water. And don't forget to splash around. Thanks again for being with us. Super psyched to be with you. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And have a cup of tea.
Water, water, see the water flow. Glancing, dancing, see the water flow. Oh, wizard of changes, water, water, water. Dark or silvery, mother of life. Water, water, holy mystery, heaven's daughter. Wizard of changes, teach me the lesson of flowing. God made a song when the world was new. Water's laughter sings it through. Oh, wizard of changes, teach me the lesson of flowing.
Abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.